want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is banh mi. About 15 years ago, I'd been hearing about a new sandwich that was making a lot of noise in the food press, but no one was making them in South Florida yet. As I had roughly 1 million other things to do at the time, making my own was out, so it remained an elusive rare bird, and one I wanted to know firsthand. A trip to New York City came along, and as you might imagine, one could be found in Gotham. I received the name of a place passed along to me by a writer where, it was rumored, one could be had. He passed the info along with an air of unquestionable conviction. So, after our other duties were completed for the event that brought us up there, we hunted the place down. The spot was being operated by two women from Vietnam who guided my wife Janet along in the newspeak of banh mi. They made only one kind. I think that the only variables that were on hand, whether we wanted it or not, was a hot chili paste. We did. It was a beautiful day in Manhattan, and luckily for us, a small park was situated across the street. We took our bagged prize and a bottle of lemonade and divided our first banh mi between the two of us as we sat on an ancient wooden and wrought iron bench. I could imagine my own grandmother might have rested upon it when she was a young girl living not far from this exact place. The first thing I think everyone notices in a properly made banh mi is the crunch of the fastidiously prepared baguette. Banh mi is the Vietnamese word for bread, or more specifically, a baguette. The bread most commonly found in Vietnamese cuisine is a single-serving baguette that is usually airier than its Western counterpart and with a thinner crust. If your mind begins to wonder on whether a baguette was an authentic ingredient and not some French import, you might be on the side of logic, but you would not be on the side of history. People often forget how volcanic the tides of history can flow. The French occupation of Vietnam began in the late 1880s, but the fusion between the food cultures was swift and enraptured in many compelling ways. Another ingredient in the addictive sandwich is a French import to Southeast Asia, duck liver pâté, and that meaty goodness is smeared on the toasty baguette bread. We make ours with a mousse made by searing duck livers and combining them with shallots, sherry wine and vinegar, melted butter, kosher salt, and black pepper. This mixture is pureed until smooth. It offers a haunting richness that is then met with the bracing tang and funk of fish sauce that finds its way into the mix of things. Now, a wide variety of renditions of banh mi can be found. Some should be lost, but that's always the case when something becomes white-hot in popularity. The rush to jump on the bandwagon brings many wannabes, but we all continue to go through an ongoing Americanization. I think many U.S. citizens who emigrated from Vietnam and now live all across the land would probably approve of many new versions of their, I mean our, beloved banh mi. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.